closed in 1963 due to crumbling infrastructure. It's now a major tourist site that is operated by the National Park Service. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel will be taking steps aimed at ratcheting up the pressure on Hamas to release hostages it continues to hold in Gaza. They were seized after the deadly terror attack on Israel in October of 2023. The Israeli cabinet okaying an expansion of military operations to encompass the whole of the Gaza Strip, and it is to be an open-ended mission with no deadline for withdrawal. Instead of transferring the obligation to others under the guise of debt forgiveness, the Trump administration is moving ahead with plans to start more aggressively collecting from those who owe money on their student loans. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading about 9 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 109 points, and the S&P is off 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has announced an $850,000 commitment in new funding towards the Strategies to Reach an Inclusive Vision and Equitable Solutions Initiative. Ball says the funding will help with the launch of the Office of the Local Children Board's New Generation Teach STEM Academy and Bus Circulator Program. The funding will also expand the existing youth mental health initiatives. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a Sunday morning murder in Glen Burnie. Police were called to the 800 block of Aqua Heart Road at around 5 a.m., and when officers arrived, they found an 18-year-old who died at the scene. The victim is identified as Jonathan Gulani, but investigators have not released details about a suspect or motive. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds off today. We'll begin a 3-game set in Minnesota tomorrow night before the weekend series opened against the Royals. O's GM Mike Elias giving his assessment as to where the team was as May begun.
We've got to improve our results. And again, I think the slow start that we've had and the record that we've had, I view it as my responsibility, and we're working on it.
Of particular interest this weekend for Ravens fans was the brewing competition between Justin Tucker and rookie kicker Tyler Loop, the first kicker the Ravens have ever drafted in their history. With the league's investigation into Tucker ongoing, head coach John Harbaugh says the decision can only be based on one thing.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration.
Derby this weekend, great finish in the slop at Churchill Downs.
Journalism and sovereignty, nose to nose, down to the last 16th of a mile. Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. Baeza is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby.
The Baltimore native Larry Comas with the call on NBC. Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott said he likely will give Sovereignty 2 or 3 days before deciding on the Preakness. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's nothing like a Game 7 in the NHL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see the showers and thunderstorms. Now, as we move through the latter part of the day, they'll become a little more scattered. We'll run it up to 76 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with us. Overnight low 66. They'll become a little more isolated late. And then showers for Tuesday, maybe thunder, high 79. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 65 in Bel Air, 66 in Halethorpe, and 65 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Today, the Oakland Coliseum will become one of the largest mass vaccination sites.
I dropped everything and ran as quickly as I could and got in line.
I was excited. I was like, okay, this is going to end it.
I just figured that as Americans concerned about others, we would just do it.
Any way out of that situation was positive.
Maddie.
What I'm proud to introduce Miss Breanne Dressen.
Thanks for returning my call.
And I did not need to be the one to give my
mother COVID. Every single day.
The worst part was I could not move my arms or legs.
No response from my legs.
I couldn't think about moving my leg.
I can't feel my legs. I can't feel anything.
I don't want to die.
Next week is his birthday.
I want to still live. For my kids.
You know what? I'm going to celebrate his birthday.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
As social media platforms step up their effort to crack down on misinformation about COVID vaccines, some groups on Facebook and Instagram.
The truth is not out there. They've done everything they can to hide people, to hide injustices, and to even literally hide the cries of those people that are suffering.
All right, that's just a little snippet of the documentary that will be premiered globally on May 15th, Follow the Silence. We've talked a lot, extensively, on WCBM about the issues surrounding the COVID pandemic. Right now, I'm really pleased to be joined by my friend, Mickey Willis. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, meanwhile, talk about an encounter, right? Here we are at the Palm Beach Airport, just walking past each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, wait a minute, because you've been working on these documentaries for quite some time. And I just want you to take us through, if you could, how this all began for you and what made you really devote so much of your time trying to get this truth out.
Well, you see, my brother was killed by a medicine called AZT back in the 90s that was prescribed by Anthony Fauci, and it killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people. And 1 month after my brother was killed by AZT, my mom was killed by bad cancer treatments. And so I lost my brother and mother. I was in my early 20s. I lost them all within a month apart, and so that really kind of opened my eyes to the possibility that something was not quite integral within the Western medical system. But we didn't have the internet back then. I wasn't a researcher back then. I didn't know what to do about it until 2020, when I saw Anthony Fauci resurface overseeing the pandemic. And I thought, oh, that's weird. This guy's still in business. Everyone knows what he did in the 90s. This is crazy that he still has a job. And so we went right into action and created a movie called Plandemic, which became the most seen independent movie in history, because the whole world was on lockdown and looking for alternative answers to what was really going on and why there were so many illogical protocols happening. And that has just really launched us into, the film we have coming out now, Follow the Silence, because the people who didn't heed that warning that medicine is not a one-size-fits-all situation and that people should be really aware of what they're injecting into the bodies, especially something that has not been tested before in this way, an mRNA vaccine. And now, here we are 5 years later, helping the people who didn't listen because they were first in line for the trials, and they are in wheelchairs, they're having seizures, they were on the verge of suicide until they found each other and created a support group called REACT-19, and that's what this movie's about, is this group that came together when the whole world was shutting them out and not listening to them, and all their social media sites were being demolished. And so this is our way of helping them find a voice in the world and at least get the other side of the story out to the people.
Well, first and foremost, I'm so sorry about your loss of both your brother and your mother. And it makes you, literally wonder, because I wondered as well, when you're looking at Dr. Fauci's history and the fact that he was with the World Health Organization, I guess, when he was doing all of these, experiments, right, and the gain-of-function research that he was doing in other countries, did it become clear to you with your research and your findings with this documentary, did it become clear on why he was brought on, or did he never truly disappear after what he did in the 90s?
Yeah, that's a great question. He never disappeared. I think he probably went dark for a while because, one of the main issues we have collectively as a people is a memory issue. We tend to forget what happens to us, and which is why history continues to repeat itself. And I think the people at the helm of some of these unhealthy agendas know that. If they just let 10 years pass or 15 years pass, it'll be new people in charge, a younger generation, and they won't know who he is, and he'll be right back. And I think, honestly, really answer your question, if you really know the crooked side, the dark side of the scientific industry, the world of science, that a lot of these top doctors and scientists, actually, it's similar to politics. Sometimes they have dirt on them. The first Plandemic was about a scientist named Dr. Judy Mikovits, who they tried to get dirt on, and she refused to play the game, and so they completely persecuted her and stripped her of all of her money and her ability to practice and put her in jail for 5 days because she wouldn't play the crooked game of science, which is a lot of money is made through patents and fake research and a lot of lab support with no intention. They survive with no intention of really creating a solution, but just constant research and getting millions of dollars a year just to play a game as if they're trying to do something good. It's a big racket. And so I think that Anthony Fauci was the perfect puppet. He's not to blame for everything. He's being used as what they call a useful idiot in many ways. But he certainly knows a lot of the things he said. I mean, look, he lied under oath when he went to testify with Rand Paul. He's committed crimes right in front of the public. If you read RFK's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, it is a mind opener, if anyone reads that. And there's a reason that Anthony Fauci has not sued RFK, is because it's true. And if it were slanderous, and he'd get him for liable, but he can't because he doesn't actually want to press those subjects, because once they go into the discovery process, the world will know that those are actual facts. And so I think they just use him as a front man to really activate this agenda that, thank God, really, truly, that the most of the world is awake to right now. And that's why we called Plandemic 3, which was really the final in the series of the Plandemic series, The Great Awakening, because it really feels like that's where we are right now.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Mickey Willis. And I know anybody could go to plandemic.com and I could see a lot about your other previous documentaries, I should say, and this global premiere on May 15th of Follow the Silence. Mickey, before we really get into what kind of work went on behind the scenes to get this accomplished, I just wanted to ask, you know, what was your reaction when you saw that Joe Biden had issued a preemptive pardon to Dr. Anthony Fauci?
Well, what better way to say you're guilty without saying you're guilty, you know? It's and it went back to 2014, which still wouldn't have protected him because, you know, really a lot of his crimes go back, as I said, to the 80s. But then you have to ask, why 2014? That's interesting. Well, when the process of this gain of function, which is, you know, I like to call it what it is. The Wire just did a hit piece on me because I dared to say these are bioweapons. And let's call them what they are. I said that on a webinar, and they were somehow watching this little webinar and wrote an entire hit piece about me just using that word. But it is time that we call them what they are, because it's not medicine. These things are being manipulated in a lab, and they're being made to become more lethal, more deadly, and then somehow they, quote-unquote, escape a lab, which I think a lot of people are assuming and considering the possibility that they were released from the lab or from wherever. And so and thankfully, my friend Tulsi Gabbard has just launched a task force into really studying and investigating this process we know as gain of function, which a lot of scientists have said for many years, this shouldn't even be done. I mean, the excuse is this. They take something that they already know is a trouble. I don't want to really call it a virus unless we're using the original term of the word virus, which is poison. So they take this poison and they say, let's figure out if somehow this could become more deadly in the future. If we make it more deadly now, then we can actually create remedies to it so we're ready in the future should this ever find a way to become more deadly on its own. And so it's this really tricky game of assuming this thing may take that path in the future, but we actually help it along its path and make it more deadly, and then we have these excuses of it suddenly escaped into the public and now it's killing people.
Yeah.
And so this is biowarfare, and we all need to wake up to what it really is and call it what it really is. And I'm just glad that Tulsi Gabbard is going. She's a wonderful person. We've been friends for 11, 12 years, and she is going to get to the heart of it. And hopefully we can shut this practice down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping so as well, Mickey. Real quick before people, we can really explain to people how they can view this and also view what you've done in the past as well. I just wanted to ask you, what went into the behind the scenes, getting contact with all these people? Because as you mentioned, a lot of these people had their social media accounts shut down. I'm sure it was difficult to even find them at one point.
It was, and because I had put out Plandemic in May 4th of 2020, so yesterday was the fifth anniversary of the first release of the Plandemic series.
And, nice.
And you know, we were called crazy conspiracy theorists because we dared to say Bill Gates it may not be a good guy, and Anthony Fauci may not be a good guy, and we said this might have been manipulated in a laboratory, and you know, we said all these things early on that have all been proven 100% accurate at this point. But you know, it after this came out and the world started to suddenly recognize that these crazy conspiracy theorists might have had a point. It seems that some of the predictions they've made are actually playing out before our eyes. I started to get calls from people that, you know, a lot of them would even be really transparent. They would say, I want to be honest with you. I saw your movie when it first came out. I thought you were crazy. I listened to the media. I actually hated you. And then I went out and lined up. I couldn't wait to get the shot. And 2 hours later, I'm having seizures, and I haven't walked since. And now I'm asking you if there's any doctors you can recommend or detox programs or help, you know, for myself or my wife or my child, whatever it might be, my parents. I started getting these calls of these poor people now admitting that they didn't listen and now they were harmed. And so, and then I got a call from entrepreneur Steve Kirsch, who also was vaccinated and then woke up because his carpet cleaner and his wife both got this shot at the same time, had the same reaction, and were injured for life. And so he started to investigate, called me. And so 4 years ago, we started to look into all of these cases, realizing that they were legitimate and these people, you know, no one would listen to them, which is why we call it follow the silence, because they followed the science and then they were silenced. And I said, Steve said, I'll kick in a little bit of money, and because we do all of our films off of donations, that way we can give them away to the world for free and really bypass the gates of censorship. And so we started investigating these and filming them, started 4 years ago, and we've been following them on their healing journey ever since. And it's through the whole process of trying to get better. And it's just been this incredible experience, truly, of really, quite honestly, falling in love with these people and having compassion for this their situation, that they really, all of them, thought they were doing the right thing. They unfortunately listened to the propaganda. But when you have trillions of dollars and the world's top leading experts all saying the same thing, which is repeating the same script, it's hard for the average person to consider that the whole world has this wrong, like all the top experts have it right, and these people who aren't experts, they must be crazy then. And so let's listen to the experts, and I think that's another one of the silver linings in this situation, as I think people are now reevaluating this appeal to authority, that it doesn't always mean just because someone has, you know, letters behind their name that there isn't cause for a second or third opinion.
Right, right. Well, Mickey Willis, this is all the time that I have today. How can people watch the Follow the Silenced and your other movies as well?
FollowTheSilenced.com. And as you mentioned, it comes out May 15th. Watch it. Share it with the world. It's totally free at FollowTheSilenced.com, but it'll be released that night. We have a Texas premiere, and it goes live as the premiere is happening. And then please, everyone listening to this, please share it. I've been saying this is the film that really ends the debate. So if anyone is listening to this who's at odds and maybe divided from people that you love, really encourage them to watch this film, because it also has the potential to heal that divide.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, thank you so much for taking the time today. Keep us in the loop. I'm sure we'll see the movie soon. Thank you.
Kim, you're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll discuss further when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, that was our guest checking in with us, Mickey Willis. And again, if you want to see Follow the Silence, you can go to followthesilence.com and take a look at it. And then also, if you go to plandemic.com, you will see the other documentaries that Mickey Willis has worked on. And it really was like a crazy encounter. I was at the Palm Beach Airport for this event that I was at, what was that, 2 weeks ago at this point, for the Palm Beach Republicans. And as I was waiting for my flight, Mickey and his wife walked by, and he was like, wait a minute, Kim. And then we started talking, and I didn't realize he was already working on this Fall of the Silenced, and I didn't realize it was dropping May 15th. So I was like, of course, you got to come on the show and talk about this, because there are many of us that are still dealing with the aftermath of the pandemic. And I think I've said here time and time again, my daughter, Olivia, I mean, we struggle daily. Obviously, things have gotten better since we were able to afford tutoring and other things that many families cannot afford. But trying to teach kids to read virtual, you know, when they're in preschool and in kindergarten, that did not work out very well. And there are many kids in her class today, I guess she's in third grade, where they're all struggling. Okay. And this is happening all across the country. And, you know, there's just these little things that we don't even talk about. But the fact that nobody's been held accountable yet, knowing that the origin of this was not from a bat, it wasn't from, you know, this wet market as they tried to portray. You know, when President Trump was talking about, remember he used to say China, the way that he would say it, China. When he was talking about those things, he was absolutely spot on and correct. The problem is they did not want him to tell the truth about what was going on. And so they bring Dr. Fauci in. He, you know, makes millions upon millions of dollars by pushing this the way that he did. And again, we're still looking for someone to be held accountable in all this. I don't know. You know, I don't know if there was anything like this that happened previously in this country or even in the world, I should say. But the last thing I want is for something like this to happen again. And I feel as though that we're not taking the steps needed to make sure, to ensure that we never, ever go through that again in this country or the world. And that to me in itself is suspicious. So I'm going to take your calls on this. I know some people want to weigh in. I've got Bernie in Catonsville. Bernie, what say you?
Hey, Kim, I have two points. The first is a question, and that being, why nobody has answered this. I haven't heard anyone answer this morning, and I haven't heard anyone answer this ever. When one wears a mask, one is like a cloth mask or those cheap little paper things, one is breathing in one's own carbon dioxide. Is that not a medical fact, firstly? I mean, and somehow they're trying to get all these medical professionals to, on the simplest of medical facts, throw their medical degrees away and listen to that. It's so stupid. Yeah. Now, the second point I'd like to make is this. Wearing the mask, where my husband works, he actually, for a while, nobody was allowed in without a mask. So everybody wore the mask. Just to see my husband, I wore one of those cheap cloth masks. For 40 years, I was on a regimen, and I had absolutely no acne since my college days. Seems funny now that since the pandemic has occurred, there is a spot on my face that will not go away. And I have been to dermatologists the whole nine yards. It will not go away, so help me. And it's right by my chin, right where those masks come up, those evil, mangy things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, trust me. I'm right there with you.
I'm so angry about that.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people feel the same way, Bernie. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. You know, there's a lot of people today that will tell you, you know, some people have symptoms of asthma, never had asthma a day in their lives. They wear the mask and the COVID pandemic happens and all of a sudden they now are asthmatic. You know, it's like a lot did happen. A lot did occur. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Also want to get into some of the interview there with President Trump on Beat the Press.
With SRN News, Charmuth Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration now says it will pay illegal immigrants $1,000 to go back to their home countries. President Trump considering imposing 100% tariffs on movies that are produced outside the U.S. He says other countries have been offering financial incentives to movie producers to relocate overseas, and that, he says, has been hurting Hollywood. 9 people wounded. A shooting last evening happened at a restaurant in Glendale, Arizona. At last word, there had been no arrests. President Trump says Mexican President Sheinbaum has rejected his proposal to send U.S. troops to Mexico to help thwart the country's illegal drug trade. He says Sheinbaum is fearful of the country's powerful drug cartels. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points, the Nasdaq down 109 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting comments from Mike Elias over the weekend. The O's general manager asked how often he and ownership have calls about the team.
I had one today, for instance. They're pretty frequent. I'd say pretty constant, ongoing. And, you know, we have formal calls on a regular basis.
Elias then asked if he's confident the money would be there to improve the team as needed.
The ownership group has a lot of desire to win and wherewithal, and if that becomes a factor, we're in a position to leverage that at the trade deadline.
Ravens second-round draft choice Mike Green at the Mike and Owings Mills asked how often the sexual allegations against him came up in the draft process.
Every team asked me, and I've been completely open about everything. It's something that I had to go through. I got through it, and like I said, at this point forward, I'm just focused on moving on with my career at the Ravens.
On the ice last night, a game for the ages, Game 7, final seconds. Jets down 3-2 to the Blues.
8 seconds remaining. Off the stick of Buzdevich. Ehlers fanned on it. Count to three. Ehlers, cross ice, score! Perfetti! With under 2 seconds remaining.
Ties it at 3 and then to double overtime. Calls on TNT. What a night in Winnipeg. 4-3, the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the launching pad called Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
By Wednesday, we'll back it down to maybe stray showers, but I can tell you we have a chance for rain every single day through the work week. Some days will bring better opportunities than others, and that includes today with the showers and thunderstorms. They'll become a little more scattered later in the day, high 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with us, overnight low 66. They'll become a little more isolated in the wee hours. But Tuesday, we've got more showers, could hear thunder, high 79. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Heating and cooling contractors, savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century. And it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500. Or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions,
at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're speaking to our guest today, Mickey Willis, and he's working on Follow the Silenced, which drops on May 15th. You go to Follow the Silenced. com. He's behind the Plandemic documentaries as well. A lot of hard work that went into this. Christopher Kaysville says in the text line, Plandemic makes my dark head clown play a Fauci speech in 2017 where he predicts with a certainty that a pandemic is in the uncertain near future. Yeah, I remember seeing that interview as well, Christopher. A lot of this stinks to the high heavens. I've got Tom and Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. My brief stint at NIH revealed the following story of the road to perdition for Dr. Fauci. In the 70s, the SARS 1.0 hit. This was the first virus from China, which would be a kind of proof of concept that would be perfected into the coronavirus much later. And there was a very sketchy vaccine, and it was eventually, it was quickly pulled, but a number of people died of the vaccine. The joke at the time, the gallows humor was this was a lottery where you didn't want your number to come up. And Dr. Fauci had an adverse reaction to this vaccine, and he came very close to meeting his maker. Now, most of us would probably thank the deity that this was a blessing that we recovered, but not Dr. Fauci. When he recovered, he sort of shook his fist at God and said that next time, instead of being on the near receiving end of death, that he was going to become an agent of death. And yeah. Thanks to RFK, the rest is history.
Yeah. Tom, thank you for bringing us back down that memory lane. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, look, you could go back to so many different pieces of the pandemic and you could say, wow, that was insane that we had any of our fellow Americans doing what they've asked, right? I mean, look, I was thinking about the fact that just going into restaurants and there was a time where they did a 50% capacity, right? It was like, look, if one person was deathly ill with COVID in that 50% capacity, they could still pass that on to somebody else like the server or something. You know, the whole thing didn't make sense at all. It was so stupid what they were asking us to do, and yet there were people doing it. And then if you didn't do it, and you posted pictures online like I did, not doing what was asked, you know, people were like, oh, how dare you? You know, you're going to kill people. You're this, you're that. And you're just like, dude, you know this doesn't make any logical sense. Like, get out of my comment section with this. I've got Gene in Bel Air. Gene, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. This sounds far-fetched, but my buddy said when this was, he works at Bass Pro, and they said, please don't be popping the bubble wrap with the stuff that comes in for China. I said, wow, I never thought of that, because it spread really, really fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Gene, I'm one of those people, I wonder if you feel the same way. I mean, when they told us about, you know, the virus, it had already been here for months. Right. You know, by the time they actually talked about it, I was like, wait a minute, that, you know. People were already very deathly ill with a fever and a horrible cold and cough. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, this is a problem. And this is why we can no longer vote in person. And they, you know, used it to their advantage again from there. But Gene, you're right. Like, it was like, you know, a lot of things that were going on during that pandemic that had you scratching your head. You're correct.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you, Gene. I appreciate you. I got Christopher in Kaysville. Christopher, I was reading your text here. What's going on?
Well, back in those days, I would not walk into a store, the mask store, without my V for Vendetta mask over top of their scientifically, you know, determined cloth mask thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wouldn't do it, you know. If I asked when I accidentally left at home, I would go home and get it, you know, and come back. Because, you know, actually what happened was around the ending of the masking thing, I was asked to go, and I didn't have a mask on. I mean, yeah, I didn't have a mask on. And I went home and came back with my V for Vendetta mask on.
Yeah.
And this little girl said, "Why are you wearing your Halloween mask?" And I said, "Well, because this is America." And then, like,
yeah,
my grandmother was saying, "God bless you, man," you know. And I was like, "Yeah, you know."
Yeah.
And that was the deal. I you know, it was kind of lonely. Some people wanted pictures, but, you know.
Right, right.
But I had to do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, Christopher, you're spot on with that. And, you know, I guess, you know, looking at this documentary that's coming out, Follow the Silenced, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that this is going to get the press, in my view, that it deserves?
Well, it has to, because you know what? When they asked you what your COVID status is, none of your business is the answer.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm right there with you. Christopher, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. And that was another thing, right? It was like even like the HIPAA rules and violations, that went right out the window. You know, when it comes to juvenile crime here in the state of Maryland, I know we were talking about it a lot before. Like, you know what? If you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? Because we had a great conversation even before talking about the pandemic. We were talking about juvenile crime in Maryland, and we were talking about how juvenile records are sealed. Well, that all went out the window during COVID as well. Right. It was just like, you know, none of those things matter anymore. And then when they determined that the pandemic was over and they, you know, stopped locking everybody down, then it was like, oh, now we're going to go back to. Right. And even Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney in Baltimore City, she's like, oh, well, I'm not going to go over after these, quote unquote, low level criminals, because, you know, we're all dealing with the pandemic and it's very difficult out here for everybody. And it's like, oh, okay, so just have an open-air drug market and have people sharing needles during this time where this virus is so deadly. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Let's let prostitution, you know what, politicians, prostitutes, same thing. Let's let it be legal, because, you know, those prostitutes, they're having a hard time, and, you know, they need to make money too. But yes, there's this virus going around where you need this mask. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All right. We have a lot to talk about, and I'm going to try to get through this fairly quickly, because obviously we were talking earlier about juvenile crime, which is obviously hitting home to many of you. The big question of the day at WCBM.com is whether or not you believe Alcatraz is worth rebuilding. I know some of you have already been partaking in that poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, but we'll talk about it before the end of the show. So if you could go ahead and vote now. Right now, 72% of you say yes, Alcatraz is worth rebuilding. 28% of you say no, it is not worth the price tag. Back in 1963, it was about $7.7 million a year. That's what it was costing us, you know, the taxpayers. And so right now, I think they're projecting about $10.1 million a year, which isn't a ton of money considering what we spend, especially on like illegals and other things that we don't want to spend money on. But this all came to be as far as a conversation because there were many people that were very upset that President Trump mentioned that he might send some of the very dangerous criminals that are Americans there to El Salvador, to CECOT. So I guess President Trump, in response to that, said, okay, well, why don't we just reopen Alcatraz? And that way, they'll still be here in America, but they'll be in Alcatraz instead of in El Salvador. And so this was his solution to that. So I'm asking you if it's worth rebuilding, or should we still send those individuals to El Salvador? And it is a little less money, just so you know, to send them to El Salvador. It's not that much less. It really is not that much less. It's about maybe $1 million when it's said and done. And when you're thinking about the travel, I don't even know if they calculated all that in, to be honest with you. I don't know. Because I didn't see where there were any like line items on this. So that's my question of the day for you. And we'll get right back into that, like I said, before the end of the show. On Meet the Press, you had President Trump sitting down. What is that young lady's name? I can never remember her name. Kristen, is it Welker? Welker. All right. Kristen Welker. Now, I don't have a very memorable name either, actually. Kristen Welker. She sat down with President Trump, and she tried her best to really control this interview. You know, and you know what? We'll go ahead and give her a round of applause. A very slow clap for Kristen, because she did try. She tried to pull like a Caitlin Collins. They did talk about prices going down. And of course, you know, the first thing she said was prices was going up. So take a listen.
Prices are already going up on some popular items.
Tires,
strollers.
This is such a dishonest interview already. Prices are down on groceries. Prices are down for oil. Prices are down for all energy. Prices are down at tremendous numbers for gasoline. And let me tell you, when you have the big thing, what he did, he spent like a stupid person, which he was, but he spent like a very stupid person. And that was bad for inflation. But what really killed us with inflation was the price of energy.
And again, that's President Trump on Meet the Press. And prices are going down because of, as he mentioned there, we're not as energy dependent as Joe Biden wanted us to be, right? Remember, he depleted the oil reserves. He started then importing oil from other countries, and he thought that was just fine. Or it was just part of this master plan. Another piece they had here, they were talking about former Speaker Nancy Pelosi because Trump was asked about the stock market. So take a listen.
If I own stock in something and I do a good job and the stock market goes up, I guess I'm profiting. But who really profits is somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who uses inside information. She worked for $175,000 a year, and that's at the high end. And she's worth $150-200 million. Okay, you ought to look at Nancy Pelosi and you ought to look at some of these politicians that are stone cold crooks. I was very wealthy when I came in. Being president, I probably cost me money if you really look.
All right. And that argument could be made, right? Has President Trump lost more money while in office? I would say he most likely did, but I don't know all the ins and outs. But Nancy Pelosi and her husband are filthy rich. And that is thanks to the stock market. Like, she's batting 1,000, this woman, right? It's like, how does she make all these great decisions when it comes to from trading stocks? It's like, oh, that's right, because she's Nancy Pelosi. Also, he mentioned Jasmine Crockett. She's now the superstar in Dallas, Texas for the Democrat Party. I thought it was really cute because she actually acknowledged it on X. But first, hear what he had to say.
I can't name one Democrat. I mean, I look at the Democrats. They're in total disarray. They have a new person named Crockett. I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person. And they said she's the future of the party.
All right. And of course, she responded by saying, every time he has my name in his mouth, and it, like, she's, you know, going off on him. My question was, when has he mentioned her before? And I even put on there, I said, this is a genuine question. When has he mentioned you before? That was the first time I've ever heard him mention Jasmine Crockett, and that's why he said they have this person named Jasmine Crockett. She said verbatim here, for you to be in charge of the whole country, you sure do have my name in your mouth a lot. Every time you say my name, you're reminding the world that you are terrified of smart, bold black women telling the truth and holding you accountable. So let's keep talking. So I did say, when did he mention your name previously? This is a genuine question. It was really genuine. And then somebody put on there, it looks like she won't answer. She said, every time you have my name in your mouth. Never mentioned this girl before in his life. And from what I could tell, because I went to go look. And it's like, wait a minute, what? Oh, gosh, the lies continue. It's so bizarre to me. But anyways, that was the gist of his interview with Meet the Press. And there were lots of lies. Like I told you, I could only get through half of it. That's all I could stomach. And then I was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. And I know that he has to sit down and talk to the other side of the aisle and, their constituents. And that's how he's able to do that. But it's just, they were so dishonest the entire time. Also, speaking of dishonesty, did you know that it was Small Business Week? Yeah, I know that because of Governor Wes Moore. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Happy National Small Business Week, Maryland. Now, small businesses are actually the largest employers in our state. They're the lifeblood of our neighborhoods and the soul of all of our communities. From creative craft stores and candle shops to family-run restaurants, these enterprises infuse our streets and our communities with character and vitality this week and every week. Because by supporting them, you're helping us build a stronger and a more competitive Maryland. Thank you.
The Democrats in Maryland, they take the cake for the worst music, worst background music on their videos. It's so bad. It's so bad. Was he standing in an elevator during that? No, he was not. I don't know why there was elevator music, but that's what he chose. He also announced that he's putting $380 million taxpayer dollars into small businesses to help them. So instead of decreasing their spending habits in Annapolis and making sure that they are able to incentivize small businesses to come to the state by, you know, rolling back some of the regulations or the taxes and fees, he's decided he's going to choose a few of the small businesses that he likes, and he's going to send them $380 million. This guy, I swear to you, if he makes it to the Oval Office, at that point, you got to move. You got to move. This guy is clueless to what's going on here. I got John in Middle River. John, you wanted to weigh in on Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Just tuned in and heard the end of that. And I wanted to tell all of your listeners, we can all make the same dough. There's a website called Invest Like a Politician. Invest Like a Politician. I saw this guy. He's a sharp young guy. He was on Tucker Carlson. You can watch his interview on YouTube with Tucker. And, you know, all this stuff is public record. They're able to actually see not only Nancy, but her husband, family members. And this isn't just on the left, by the way. Who's the eye patch guy in Texas?
Dan Crenshaw.
Him. Yeah, I mean, he's been on the, you know, these people are on appropriations committees, and then you find out they're investing in defense. It's crazy. And they're all, now they're all shaken because they know that everybody's onto it. But it's a really great site. They even have a fund where it's the opposite of whatever Jim Cramer on MSNBC tells you to do. And that one's doing pretty well, I hear. But Invest Like a Politician, just wanted to let you know. Sorry, I just had to wipe the vomit off my mouth after hearing Westmore's little promo. You know,
yeah.
I like that guy. I was willing to give him a chance. I read his book, The Other Westmore. I thought it was fascinating. But what a disaster. You know, I'm getting ready to put solar panels on my roof, not because I want to, but because of we're trying to be California here. And, you know, I had a great three-year. I know you got to go in a minute. I had a great three-year plan that I forgot about, my energy plan, back when we had choice. And in January, I get an email from a letter from BGE. Hey, we're your provider of last resort. I'm like, what? That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
And Constellation was no longer able to do business in our state because they weren't green enough. And I went from paying just a little over 9 cents a kilowatt hour to, as you know, BGE's almost 12. So, boom, 25% increase with no fault of my own.
Right.
So, there you go. But investlikeapolitician.com.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. When we get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. Also, I do want to read the results here. Do you believe Alcatraz should make a comeback, even though it could cost us about $10 billion a year? We'll discuss when we get back.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit Jim Barbie Automotive. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Coal and oil and water, they were all placed here by God. And there has to be some sort of serendipitous reason that we were able to discover these elements that were in the earth. They are natural. But it's there for us to use, and there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think that wind and solar are going to cut it, you're going to be sitting in darkness, and they just learned the hard way in España.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, our guest today was Mickey Willis, and he's got Follow the Silenced. He's got that documentary coming out May 15th, and you can go to followthesilenced.com to make sure that you see it. Please support him and all the work that he did and all those people that were silenced. You know, you got to support them by watching the movie as well. I did want to note that Governor Wes Moore did announce, along with Mayor Brandon Scott, that they're going to put $1.7 million into cleanups in Baltimore City. Again, DPW, the budget for DPW is unbelievable. Yet they cannot keep the city clean. And then you've got Mayor Brandon Scott proposing on raising the fee for people to use the city dump. I mean, the whole thing is a disaster. But we will talk to the OIG. Don't forget, Isabel Cummings. She's going to join us on Thursday because, of course, we're going to talk about the DPW workers, whether or not they're going to get a pay increase, whether it has gotten safer as far as conditions while working, either, you know, upon another summer here shortly, where temperatures are going to get, I'm sure, to the high 90s and possibly low hundreds. And you had Ronald Silver, a DPW worker that was killed last year because they didn't take the proper protocols or precautions when working in extreme heat. So we'll talk to Isabel coming on Thursday. Also, when it comes to Alcatraz, just so you know, at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It turns out 72% of you say, yes, we should rebuild. 28% of you say, no, 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 don't waste our money on that. I'm one of those people where I say $10 million, not a ton of money, not a ton, but I would have to see the new price tag on it. You know, would I go above and beyond to fund something like this? No. If it's more than $12 million, am I signing up? No. No, absolutely not. So, I don't know. Whatever you feel, this poll will be up until the end of the day. Don't forget, WCBM.com. And it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Is Alcatraz worth rebuilding? And we were talking about it because of President Trump. Also, you know what I saw real quick here, Brian, the producer? Did you know that men are shaving their eyelashes because they want to look more manual? I guess, you know, because they're saying it's feminine to have like long, luscious eyelashes. So to look more masculine, they're shaving their eyelashes off. And meanwhile, the barbers are doing. So when they go to the barbershop to get like their haircuts, they're asking the barbers to shave off their eyelashes so they can be more masculine. Now, Brian, if you come in here tomorrow and you have eyelashes, I'm going to assume you're gay. Okay. What'd you say? Oh, our engineer has eyelashes, long, luscious eyelashes. Does he? You know what? We'll check and see. I don't doubt you on that one. Also, real quick, my retweet by Elon Musk over the weekend. We're very close to getting me that $1 million baby, ladies and gentlemen. Elon Musk, he reposted because I asked this question a long time ago. You know, why don't you see any trans kids in the hood? Number one, they can't afford to be trans. And number two, again, this is influenced. No kid wakes up and says, I think I'm going to be a boy or a girl, the opposite today. And that is a fact. That's why there are no trans kids in the hoods. But Elon Musk liked that I put that out there, and he reposted it over the weekend. Look at that. I feel good about myself. I'm famous. Thank you, guys. Brian, as always, for a great show. Talk to you tomorrow.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a